Today is day 6 of the 2016 7-day retreat in Springwater. Sitting on the mat this morning, I looked up and saw this beautiful rosy glow all against the wall. And then, standing up to do the walk, the horizon was just filled with bright colors of red and pink and orange. It was pretty remarkable. And then it all started to fade away, and then it was gone. Coming from nowhere and going nowhere. Things are always changing. Mind states are coming and going. Things changing into something else. The waterfall freezing over, with just a little bit of water trickling down, and then another time the water is rushing over it, and then it's freezing up again. And yet, there is something that is always there. What is that? Words are inadequate to describe it. Some people use the word awareness, aliveness, being here-ness, but none of that really touches what it is. When the clouds of thoughts part away, there's an illumination where everything can be seen. When there's no expectation of anything. And yet for most of us, there are these attachments, what we call attachments, wanting things to be a certain way, not wanting things to change. Which clouds over this, what we call awareness, or seeing, or being here. One thing that comes to mind here is in being a parent, I guess, we raise a child, and there's so much intimacy involved in that, and really being with that child and spending a lot of time with that child, the worry about something happening to the child, protecting the child, all that goes on. And then the child grows up and they move away. And what comes to mind here was having spent a good portion of this past year with my daughter, which is probably unusual, spending so much time with a 24-year-old. Most people may not see them very much. So, and before that, when she was in college, there were a lot of times when I wasn't seeing her very much. But then after spending a year, and then her coming home for break, the few days before she was to leave, there was this real sense of emptiness or wanting to fill something up or just a real feeling of wanting to be with her, not wanting her to go, wanting her to stay. Which is what we would call, we could say the word attachment, attached to the wanting of her to be there. It was very strong feeling, the feeling of that. And the day that she left, giving her a hug goodbye, and this real feeling of longing. One can see that one's attached. That's happening. And in that attachment, what one is seeing here, that is not love. That is wanting something for oneself. That's not really a free being with someone. It's a holding on. But in staying with that, watching the thoughts come up, oh, I shouldn't be judging, or, judging my attachment here, or shouldn't have attachment, or the wanting to hold on, to call her, after she left, to call and make contact, and just allowing that to be without doing anything, seeing what happens. Being with that, all of it. And then it dropping away. And in the dropping away, which happened, and that opening up of it dropping away, that's where the love came about. And there was really love. A love that had no bounds. No wanting. No expectations. This all can be seen here, from moment to moment. So, things are always changing. How do we meet the change? How do we meet whatever it is? Sitting here in this moment, there's this feeling of warmth spreading out. The warmth of this shawl on my shoulders. The feeling of the feet on the mat. Breathing. Everything is all here, right here, in this light of awareness. It shines on everything. Sitting here for as many days as we've been sitting here, the mind quiets down. It just does. Some people have said, or have said to me in the different situations, that transitioning back into daily life, or anxieties around transitioning back into daily life, what we call daily life, when we're busy with lots of different activities. Mind gets more stirred up, stimulated. How can this work take place in that situation? Or is it possible for this looking to happen, even in the midst of all the stimulation? You can watch it. You could watch the thoughts coming up. Oh, I was so calm and quiet in retreat, and now everything's not like that. And wanting to hold on to maybe that stillness that was there, watching all of it. Seeing and wanting to hold on to something. Things are as they are from moment to moment. The thinking mind that occurs, that we grasp onto, can be seen. If there's interest, is it possible to live differently than the usual, whirling around? No need to make a problem out of anything. No need to be anything or anyone. Is that possible? So from here, seeing, there is something that is always there, but it's not something that can be held on to, or that the mind can wrap itself around. And it can be directly felt or experienced in any given moment. Coming out of nowhere. And going nowhere. Thank you. tingling in the fingers. The breathing. The back against the back of the chair. Is there anyone here? We will end the talk here.